Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Mr. Barrington, where's the UXB?
It's floating through space. In pieces, I imagine.
We escaped in shuttle pods before the final blast. It was crazy, Dee.
They were shooting at us, and then our pod wouldn't work, and then Seth used his sound power to create electricity. I missed a lot.
We landed the pods in the desert, where this ship landed and welcomed us.
And now, it's yours.
Ours?
How else will you return home?
Thank you both so much.
No, thank you, Terra.
To Tara Callahan. To Tara Tremendous.
How to run this infernal machine. The dials are all written in Nimbakian.
You're a genius, Epic. Remember?
Off the bridge, Barrington.
Oh.
Where's my IT boy?
First Officer Gregory reporting for duty, sir.
permission to come aboard.
Permission granted, First Officer.
Right. I'll leave the both of you to it then.
Excuse me, Mr. Barrington?
Yes, Miss Venkatesh.
I wanted to see you about the diamonds, sir.
Ah, yes. Things have been so peaceful around here, I almost forgot.
Holding them in this form makes me quite sleepy after a while. I thought perhaps now that we're heading home, I can return the diamonds to their natural forms.
Of course we can, Miss Venkatesh. Why don't we find the equivalent of the lounge on this ship? And we can let them loose there.
Good idea, Mr. Barrington.
I'm just so glad we're all back together and headed home.
Me too. This was one for the books, that's for sure. I have so many things to tell you guys.
Ah, hello everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Sarika. What's up, Mr. Barrington?
I'm going to transform some diamonds.
Diamonds?
Yes. I didn't realize you three were down here when I made the suggestion.
Why is everyone looking so strange?
Because the diamonds are your Aunt Lucinda and her assistant.
What?
It's a long story.
But it has been peaceful.
Do I have permission to proceed, Mr. Barrington?
Please do, Miss Venkatesh.
What is, was. What was, is. All things are one.
Oh, Abigail!
Oh my goodness, Madam Mayor, are you all right?
I don't know! Turned us into diamonds! This will be the biggest lawsuit of your life, Barrington!
Miss Green? Perhaps you can whip up some fresh water for Mrs. DuPont with your elemental powers?
No, thank you. I'd rather have cottonmouth than take a sip from that super freak. Tara!
Hi, Aunt Lucinda.
Oh, my God! You're all right?
Yes.
This is all your fault. I told you not to get tangled up with the weirdos at Power University from the get-go. Do you know what you put me through? My God! I'm mayor of San Francisco. I'm running for the president of the United States. But you don't care. You just look for ways to ruin my life.
Glad to see you too, Aunt Lucinda.
And there's that smart mouth of yours.
Miss Callahan, may I have a word with you?
Absolutely.
Tara, don't you walk away from me, young lady. Barrington! Barrington!
Well, hello, ladies. Can I help you with something?
You again. And no, you cannot. I have had just about enough of Barrington super freaks. I've crossed the galaxy in a starship, been attacked by aliens, endured the smell of dog fur.
That was Scratch's fur, Mrs. DuPont.
And got turned into a diamond. I have had all I can take at this point. Abigail... I'm going over to those uncomfortable-looking seats and sitting down, and I don't want to be disturbed until we're back on our own planet.
Ma'am! Wait for me!
I'm very proud of you, Tara.
Thank you, Mr. Barrington.
We can add ending a space family war to your ever-growing resume.
Wish I could end my own family war.
Yes. Your Aunt Lucinda is quite stubborn, isn't she?
You have no idea.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I want to thank you, Mr. B, for risking everything to come and find me. I owe you and everyone on board a huge debt of gratitude. Well, maybe everyone except my Aunt Lucinda and Abigail. Can't wait to hear the whole story about how they ended up on this ship.
Let's just say it was a comedy of errors and leave it at that. Tara, your aunt mentioned to me that you told her You wanted to leave Power U?
Yes, I did tell her that, Mr. Barrington.
But why?
Because of everything that happened. Leaving campus, disappointing you.
But you apologized and we moved on.
I know, I just...
You can't just run away every time you make a mistake, Tara. That's not how a family operates. You learn from those mistakes. You grow. You become stronger.
Right.
Well, the choice is ultimately up to you, but I hope you'll stay.
I'd like that, Mr. Barrington.
Good.
Mr. Barrington?
Yes?
You never asked me why I left campus.
Well, I figured that's your business, and you'll tell me if and when you choose.
But...
You're 15 now, Tara. You're growing up, making your own decisions. Whatever those may be, whatever consequences may arise.
My mother.
I do know a little something about that. Mr. Reynolds and Miss Green assumed I knew, but they didn't go into details.
I see. Well, when I was on the ice planet and the Empress probed my mind, she found a locked memory that was tied to a melody I vaguely remembered. But then it started to all come back to me. And I remembered a man with the music box was in my room when I was just a baby.
What?
It was Dr. Epic.
Tara?
That's why I left. I had to find out why Dr. Epic was in my room. And what I discovered was that he and my mother were romantically involved at one point.
I don't know what to say.
I'm still processing it all, Mr. Barrington.
But who would keep this memory from you, and why?
I don't know. But I hope to find out one day. I have a feeling there's much more to the story.
Hello?
Hello.
Wonkybot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. Aperi portasissimos infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
This is your captain, people. We are nearing our return to Earth. Steady as she goes, First Officer. Aye, aye, Captain Epic.
Well, it's nice to see you two getting along so well, even though it's come at the end of our voyage. Mr. Gregory, would you mind giving me a moment alone with the captain?
You got it, sir. Permission to leave the bridge, Captain?
Permission granted. Well, out with it, Barrington. You have that persnickety look on your face, the one that implies you think you're better than anyone else.
I want to thank you, Epic. I've learned a lot about you on this trip.
And I you.
When we return to Power U, come by my office and I'll have your payment.
The Nimbakian crystals. That's quite honorable of you, Barrington. But I don't need your payment.
Really? Epic, you never cease to amaze me. Just when I think I know you, you go on and do something so selfless.
I don't need your payment because I've managed to acquire the crystals on my own.
What?
Well, during the Nimbakian celebrations, when everybody was so happy and joyful, I helped myself to a few of the crystals I saw, locked behind glass in the throne room.
You stole them from Nimbok?
I suspect these might be a bit more, how do I say it, rare, and therefore even more powerful.
If the Nimbokians show up on Earth asking me what happened to them, count on me directing them to your front door.
What about the Valkyrian timeline, Barrington? You rescued the Tina girl.
We've slowed the fluctuation down, at least. You see, in the Valkyrian timeline, Tara never escaped this galaxy. She would have died on Azora.
I see.
And you would have, too.
What?
Both of you were to perish.
Then that means you saved both of us.
Yes. Speechless for once. How unusual. But we aren't out of the woods yet. There are several more cataclysmic events slated to happen that we must avoid in order to return to our prime timeline and preserve humanity.
Such as?
The rise of Drykus, of Barrington, my doppelganger.
Ah.
Entering the Milky Way galaxy.
Ah, we're almost home. Wonderful. Well, I'm off to give the crew a round of appreciation for a job well done. Care to join?
No, I would not.
Suit yourself.
I suppose those little monsters will expect to see me there. I mean, I am the captain, after all.
Lead the way, Captain. And, as we approach Earth, it means we are nearing the end of our space mission. So I wanted to take a moment to thank you all for embarking on this amazing galactic journey. To the Tremendous 12, Mr. Reynolds, a.k.a. Remix, Miss Green, aka Elemental Heart, Princess Sarika, Kid Clay, Purple Cosmic, Scratch, Micro Lad, Hyperloop, Invisigirl, Red Bolt, Serendipity, and Bounce. And of course, Mrs. DuPont and Miss Pruitt. First Officer Micah Gregory, and last but not least, Captain Epic. It took the combined efforts of everyone here to save Tara. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Barrington.
What's that noise?
I hear it too. Sounds like it's coming from one of the cargo bays in the back there.
Barrington, that cargo bay door is opening.
Something is stepping out. What the?
Oh my God.
A stowaway.
Para.
Surprise!
How? I was told they took you away.
The Empress tried, but I managed to slip away. And when I heard Terra the Tremendous would be on this ship, traveling home, I knew what I had to do.
No.
And so I hid on board this aircraft, biding my time, waiting for the perfect opportunity to take my revenge.
He has a laser weapon?
No!
Starship computer system critical damage.
He's firing at the ship's computer!
Para! Stop! You'll destroy us all!
That is the idea. We're all going to die!
Systems malfunction.
Tara, your power!
Summoning the power out!
Ah! Tara!
We're going down!
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen, Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
This is campus security. We're inside the ship wreckage. We need medical immediately.
Medic team on route. What's it look like?
Horrible. Injuries everywhere. And my God, I'm afraid we have two who are dead.
Continued next season.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous Universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.